I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Gene Phelps.
I'm Blake Morgan, and this is Prep Rally,
a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, coming to you every Wednesday. And I'm your host, Brad Locke, along with Blake Morgan. Gene Phelps is not with us today, but Blake and I will try to handle things on our own. How you doing, Blake?
Doing well. We'll try to make up for Gene.
We'll try to carry on without him, the voice of wisdom on this podcast. And experience, but we have plenty to talk about today. We're smack in the middle of basketball season, so that's going to take up about 90% of the conversation. I do want to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps, and there's a variety of ways to listen to us. I mean, if you're listening to us now, you probably figured it out. But, you know, if you're listening at preprally.djournal.com, that's a good way. But also, if you want to take it on the go, you can listen to this podcast in iTunes or also in Google Play and any of your other podcast apps, Stitcher, Player.fm, whatnot. So check us out every Wednesday, talking high school sports here in Northeast Mississippi. That's what we're about. Let's start with looking back at the past week in basketball. Basketball week in review, Blake. Had a lot of big games, and, you know, being January, you're going to have big games, you know, several times a week.
Absolutely.
Last night, a couple of big games over at Tupelo High School, the boys and girls, both opening Division 2-6A play against South Panola. And Tupelo, I believe they're both number one in our rankings right now.
They are.
And off to good starts. They had a little bit of a rough patch, I guess, over the holidays between Christmas and New Year's. They both lost a handful of games there, but they bounced back with some big both had big wins at that Tangle on the Trail that we'll talk about in a minute, beating Cahoma County. And then last night, the Tupelo girls had a big win over South Panola. 86-54 was the final. Gene was out there, so he's the one that saw it. So there's not a whole lot we can tell you about it, but you can read his story in today's journal, the Wednesday Journal, and at djournal.com. We do know that freshman point guard, Shamiah Carruthers, had a really good game, finished with a game-high 24 points. I mean, that's a freshman running the point for a 6A school. That's really good. So you got to be pretty good to... As a freshman,
she's been impressive. I didn't see him last night, but I've seen them a lot this year. And I mean, she is she's really good. And Elijah Shear, when she goes on after this year, I mean, it's going to be a lot of Shamiah. And I mean, she's already showing that she has the ability to kind of take on a big scoring load.
Yeah, and Elijah Shearer is normally the big scorer. She averages about 20 a game. She had only 10 last night, but she also
had
10
rebounds.
10 rebounds.
only a double-double for
her. Jalancia Kohlheim had 14 points. So good all-around effort there by the Tupelo Lady Wave in that win against South Panola. The boys won as well, 97-56, almost hit the century mark. So they're 15-4 now on the season. They had a 32-7 lead in the first quarter. South Panola is known for their football.
Right.
Sometimes their baseball. Totally. Sometimes their baseball, but not their basketball so much. But Kylan Hamilton had 4 3-pointers in the first half, went on to finish with 17 points, as did LaDevin Allen coming off the bench. So those guys are providing the scoring punch for Tupelo. So the boys and girls over at Tupelo opening division play with big wins there. The game you were at last night now, Blake, we had Pontotoc and Shannon. That's a Division 1-4A game, and that was at Pontotoc, I believe.
It was.
And the boys, the Pontotoc boys, you know, we've talked about Shannon a lot on this show. We haven't talked about Pontotoc maybe as much, but they came up with a nice win over Shannon last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, they've been up and down this year, now 8-9, and that's what Coach Vandenberg was telling me after the game. He was like, you know, it's been rocky. He's like, we've faced a good amount of adversity. But he told me after the game, he's like, this was the most confident I felt in our bunch coming into any game, and it showed. And they went and won it. And I've seen them a few times this year, and each time they've been right pretty much within striking distance late in the game or even with a lead, and they kind of fade.
Yeah, and you saw them back at the Tangle on the Trail too, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, against New Hope. When I talked to him before the New Hope game, and he was like, you know, they got this 7-footer at New Hope. Like, it's going to be tough for us. And they played really well against New Hope. They were right there at the very end and then eventually didn't have enough, which was kind of a theme of the year was, you know, they just couldn't quite get over the hill and get the big win. But they did it last night. They had a lead the entire second half. Shannon actually came back and took a lead with about 2-3 minutes left. And, right. you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, here we go again, Pontotoc. You know, this has been their kind of narrative of the season. But they finally pulled through and they got the win,
yeah.
Which I said I thought was big. And, you know, with about a minute left, they're up by one. Jarek Ray nails a three-pointer, which really iced the game.
Yeah.
And it was his only made shot of the night. What a big one, too. And, you know, I was like, Coach, I mean, you know, what was kind of the mindset now that y'all finally got over the hump? He's like, well, we finally have some confidence going forward. Yeah. And, you know, he's hoping that this can kind of be a building block going forward.
Yeah, because that's a good Shannon team. And Pontotoc just shot the ball well. They hit 10 three-pointers. You had Isaiah Miller hit 6 of those. That accounted for all 18 of his points.
He had 4 or 5 in the first quarter, too.
Wow. So, yeah. And then Ty Jones, I think, at 24 for Pontotoc. So, I mean, they've got some players on that team. They usually do on Pontotoc.
Yeah.
They just kind of had, like you said, just had a bit of a rough start. And really, probably just as impressive was their defense. C.J. Brim, who we're going to talk about a little more in a few minutes, one of the best pure scorers in the area. They held him in check the whole game, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, he just wasn't himself. It was the only second time I'd seen Shannon this year. And the first time was against Tupelo, and I was like, you know, they lost against Tupelo, but I was like, man, this C.J. Brim kid's pretty good. And he was off last night, and I talked to him after the game, and, I mean, you know, he was having trouble standing on his ankle. I mean, his ankle was hurt. He said it's been hurt for about a week right now. You know, and he's like, you know, I'm not making excuses. Coach Cedric Brim's that, you know, I'm not making excuses, right? But
if you got a bad ankle for a guy who's
– Well, and a guy, he's
– Like him.
He's listed at 5'11". I'm like 5'10". I think I'm taller than him. And, you know, he's a slight build guy. I mean, his quickness is what sets him apart.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's his right ankle. It's his dominant ankle. If that's tweaked a little bit, he loses a lot of his game because, I mean, it's so built on speed and being quicker than the other guy, and it kind of showed.
Yeah, he got held to 14 points. That's about 11 points below his average. So Pontotoc gets the big win there over Shannon Tuesday night, 60-54 in a Division 1-4A. Let's go back to the weekend real quick. I mentioned the Tangle on the Trail. It was a really cool event they put together, 8 games. Supposed to be they had it all set up, 4 boys' games, 4 girls' games, and then the weather wreaked havoc with the schedule.
Really changed a lot.
And they still somehow managed to get 8 games in, didn't they? They had to, like, make some pretty much basically last-minute additions.
At noon, they were trying to find someone for Oxford to play that night at 7 o'clock.
Wow, and they did.
They did, Calumet City.
Yeah, which is one of the better teams in the area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and they had played earlier in the year, too.
Yeah, exactly. And they made it work and ended up being a really cool event. Again, even with the lineup changes they had to make, that's still probably one of the best single-day showcase lineups you're going to see this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and some people were talking about how because some of the Alabama teams and the Arkansas teams had a dropout as well, and you know, kind of the general consensus from everyone there was games might have actually gotten better.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the Oxford game, maybe not, because we were going to see Jarkel Joyner versus Nick Witherspoon at Velma Jackson. That would have been a great one-on-one kind of matchup. But Calumet City versus Oxford was still something to behold.
Yeah, and Oxford's Jarkel Joyner, probably the best player in Northeast Mississippi. Dropped 52 points.
My column is about how he might be the best player in the state this Friday.
He might be.
Is what I'm writing about.
He might be. Yeah. I mean, he already averages like 30 a game, doesn't he?
37, which is fourth nationally according to Max Preps.
Wow. And 52, I mean, you were there. I mean,
he was absolutely fantastic. And like kind of the most amazing thing is, you know, if you go for 52 in a high school game, I would think the initial thought is, wow, he just got hot from deep and hit like 7 threes. He only had 4. And you talk to him after the game, he's like, yeah, I wasn't even that hot from outside. I mean, he was just he was just making them all. I mean, he was making fadeaway mid-range shots. He was getting them at the rim. He had two of the most spectacular back-to-back, also, alley-oops you'll see from high school guys. Mm-hmm. One, the ball looked like it was going out of bounds. And, I mean, yeah. Joyner just kept elevating, caught the ball at the apex and slammed it. Everyone goes wild.
Oh, yeah.
They come down. Joyner steals the ball, passes it off to a guy who lays it or throws it off the backboard. Joyner catches it off the backboard and dunks it.
Jeez. Yeah, he hit 20. Well, dunks will help your percentage.
Yeah.
22 of 37 from the field. You mentioned the 4 3-pointers. Had 12 rebounds for good measure. So I'm sure he had some putbacks in there as well.
Yeah.
And so 52 points in that win. 85-71 was the final. Oxford, a 5A school beating 2A Calhoun City. And Calhoun City's got a really good player, too. One of the better players in the area. And his first name.
Ladavius Drain.
Ladavius Drain had, what, 35?
Yeah, he did, and committed to Southern Miss the next day, I believe. So, yeah. I mean, he's a really good player, and, you know, I mean, he's kind of the man for Calhoun City. It would be interesting to see him on a just surrounded with a bit more talent, because, I mean,
sure.
He'd be I think he'd be talked about even more.
Yeah, yeah, and we mentioned Tupelo's boys and girls both beating previously unbeaten teams at the Tangle on the Trail. They played Cahoma County, and both of those Cahoma County teams came in unbeaten. Tupelo's boys and girls both won those games, and of course, as we mentioned, they won Tuesday in division play. And some other teams that won, Pontotoc's girls got a win against Red Bay, Alabama, which is one of the better teams around. Yeah. They're just across the state line there. And Ingemar's girls had a cool little matchup there with Newsite. Those are two of the better. I mean, Ingemar's the 2A state champ. Newsite's going to be have to be reckoned with in 3A.
Yeah.
And Ingemar wins that one 56-46. So, really cool event there, the Tangle on the Trail. Let's look ahead now. We got some more great tournaments and those type events coming up this week, Blake. In fact, I think one of them started last night. We got the it's county tournament time. We had a couple last week. I think Tippa and Alcorn had their tournaments last week, and this week we've got the Lee County tournament, Monroe County, Prentice County, and Union County tournament. So it was the Prentice County tournament that started last night up at Baldwin. And it's going to continue. All these tournaments wrap up on Saturday, and some of them last longer than others because, like the Lee County tournament, you got like what 4 teams in it?
Yeah.
Morville, Nettleton, Shannon, and Saltillo, and then some. Then you got Prentice County. You got Wheeler, Thrasher, Baldwin, Boonville, Newsite, Jumpertown. I mean, you got a bunch. I mean, that's like right there. Prentice County is kind of the heart of Hill Country basketball, anyway.
Yeah.
So, good event there in Prentice County. Let's start with that. You look at the boys. I mean, Baldwin's. We've talked about Baldwin a lot. I would guess you'd make them the favorite on the boys' side, and on the girls' side, I guess probably Boonville, but Newsite will probably have something to say about that.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably the best county tournament that there is. I'm really interested. I think maybe the best game of any of them will be 5 o'clock Friday night, Baldwin versus Wheeler. Yeah, we're gonna learn a lot about Wheeler. They're 14-1.
Mm-hmm.
They only lost to Newsite. They have 5 guys averaging double digit points.
Wow.
And you know, if they come out and they have the ability, if they come out and win the Prentice County tournament, I mean, it's gonna show that they're for real.
Yeah.
And
no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, just off the wind, Baldwin's 11-3. I think you'd have to make them a favorite, but Wheeler's certainly a dark horse.
And that would be Friday night, correct?
Yeah, Friday night at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when they play.
Monroe County tournament starts Thursday at Smithville. Of course, you get Amory, Aberdeen, Hatley, and Smithville. And that one, Lee County tournament, starts Friday. That one's going to be at Nettleton. Union County tournament starts Friday as well. That should be a nice little tournament, as it usually is. It'll be hosted by West Union. So you got the host, you got East Union, you got Myrtle, you got Ingemar. You always got some good small school basketball over there in Union County. A couple more things coming up this weekend. Saturday, we've got the Commodore Challenge in Lafayette. Just going to hit on this real quick. Decent lineup there. You got 4 girls games and 2 boys games, and you got probably the premier game there is the nightcap, Lafayette's girls, who just suffered their first loss in the Tangled on the Trail tournament. First loss of the season. They'll take on Red Bay, mm-hmm. who we see playing a lot of the area teams, so that should be a good one there. You're going to have Germantown taking on Potts Camp and Boys, Lafayette and Red Bay and Boys. The other girls' games are Corinth, Canton, South Panola, Potts Camp, and Germantown against Harding Academy up in Tennessee. Then you've got the North Pontotoc Boys Shootout starting at 10 a.m. Saturday, as the title suggests. That's all boys' games. You got six games, starting with North Pontotoc versus Alcorn Central and ending with Holly Springs versus Ripley. What game you like out of that bunch there, Blake?
Holly Springs versus Ripley would be interesting because, we talked about in the last one with their loss in Stoba Central. You know, their coach Adam Kirk was like, you know, we've got to get back in shape. We've got to start mm-hmm. playing a little bit better. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they kind of keep that going.
Yeah, and also I might want to check out Holka against New Albany. Have a chance to see Madarius Hobson of Holka there.
Absolutely.
One of the best players in the area. Let's look at some a couple of other notes. Just want to mention here. We mentioned C.J. Brim. Let's stick with basketball for a minute. Mm-hmm. The Shannon guard, the scoring machine, had a tough night last night, battling an ankle injury. But you got a story coming up on him this week, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, should be coming out Friday. Story on C.J. Brim, just about how he's been. Man, he's had such a really good year. And like I said, I mean, you know, if you just went and just looked at him, you wouldn't necessarily think like, man, this guy is just a killer on the basketball court, but I mean that's just what he is.
And he's
just a really fun kid to watch, and you know, he's averaging 25 points a game. And so the story's just about him and how he's been affected, but also how, you know, Shannon, when he fades, Shannon kind of fades, right? You know, their success is largely tied to him, because you know they have Ranch Champ, who's kind of the other guard next to C.J. Brim, who's a really good player and you know stepped up in the scoring role last night. But when it's not C.J. Brim going off, they have a hard time winning,
which we saw last night.
Yeah, which last night kind of proved that.
Quick football note: you may have seen this in the Journal earlier this week. Doug Wilson stepping down as a head coach at East Webster, had a nice little run there in 6 years. Went 57-24. I believe he reached the 2A title game 1 year too.
In 2015.
Right. So, don't know who the next coach there is, but he's going to stay at the school as a teacher.
Yeah, he's going to be staying a teacher. You know. You never know why someone steps down, but he coaches two sons.
Yeah.
His last son was a senior this year.
Right.
And, yeah,
probably
maybe
had something to do with it.
Yeah, right. I would think, you know, no longer coaching his son, maybe don't deal with the stress, don't deal with the long hours. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and certainly you have that as a high school football coach. So Doug Wilson stepping down at East Webster. Okay, let's move on to Athletes of the Week to wrap up the show. We do this every week, recognizing a male and female athlete for their accomplishments from the past week. I'll start with the female. Usually Gene does this, but he's not here. So, Elijah Scherer. Is that how you say it? Elijah?
I feel like as long as you get close, it works.
Sure, she doesn't mind. She's Player of the Week. So, she had 19 points, 14 rebounds in that win over Coma County over the weekend. And then last night, we mentioned she had 10 points and 10 rebounds in the win over South Panola.
Yeah, absolutely. And
male athlete,
Jarkel Joyner.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Very, very easy. Of Oxford, had a career high, 52 points, 12 rebounds on the 85-71 win over Calhoun City. And then Tuesday night had 34 points in the 86-60 win over North Pontotoc.
Struggled.
Yeah, I know. Went under his season average of 37. So hopefully he can get that back on track.
Bounce back from that. Okay. So congrats to Elijah Scherer of Tupelo and Jarkel Joyner of Oxford, our athletes of the week here on Prep Rally. That does it for this week's episode. Do thank you all for tuning in. Do want to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPrep. Send us an email with your thoughts and comments, criticisms, whatever, PrepRally@JournalInc.com. Again, we're on iTunes, we're on any of your podcast apps, also at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Do want to remind you to check out a couple of the other podcasts we produce here, including The Memo, All Things Northeast Mississippi News and Entertainment with myself and Derek Russell. Find that in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at Memo.DJournal.com. And Double Coverage, Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Parrish Alford and Logan Lowry, also in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. And that's it for Prep Rally this week. We'll see you next Wednesday. Until then, for Blake Morgan, I'm Brad Locke. Y'all have a good one.